views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi everybody. We'd like to welcome our very special, fabulous guest here, Pamela Hopkins of the Healing Fountain.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Pamela.
Well, thank you for having me. I love being here.
And Daryl, I'm always happy to have you as my intuitive co-host slash hubster.
Yeah, the Ed McMahon of the bunch.
And today I think we have a really intense, relevant, uplifting show. The topic that had been posted with Transformation Talk Radio is, I have no love or joy in my life. How can I change that? And Pamela has come loaded for bear today. Is she ready to help us change that? Pamela, thank you, and I'm so glad you're here. As we get started, for anybody new that's listening, maybe you could tell them a little about yourself and the work you do here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach.
Well, I am a licensed clinical social worker in Virginia Beach, and I have a unique holistic practice where I have combined what I call empowerment therapy. And it's a combination of social work therapy combined with life coaching, laced with quantum physics of how to be empowered. And then also in the middle of all that is a spiritual awakening that we're all going through right now. So I use energy therapy and the spirit of who we really are and what we're surrounded by all the time.
Wow, it sounds like a real cornucopia of different healing modalities and healing energy that you bring to all of this.
Well, it's really wonderful. I can feel the intensity of change. There's miracles that are happening left and right all day long. I had a lady that came in yesterday. She had been in surgery and she had had a chronic headache and a lot of tension in her head all the way around for 16 years. And she walked in the door, she was from Morocco, and she had very chopped English, and she's like, Pamela, would you like to see the CAT scan? And I said, excuse me? And she says, would you like to see the CAT scan? And I said, CAT scan? Yeah. And she says, yes. And I says, nope. I said, honestly, I'm going to be doing energy therapy, psychotherapy, life coaching.
It goes far beyond the physical, right.
An hour later, after 16 years of being no less than a 10 in pain, she walked out the door with a pain level of 2%.
And so, you know, Pamela, to those listening, this may sound like really extraordinary stuff, but here at the Healing Fountain, this seems to be happening quite often.
Yeah, we're really blessed with the team that we have here. I mean, people can walk in the door at the Healing Fountain and come back to see you and Daryl and get personal prophecy and so much insight. Whenever I have anything that I have any, you know, questions about, I'm picking up the phone or I'm moseying back here, and you and Daryl are always so wonderful to give me more
thank
insight.
Thank you. But you truly are the front runner here. This has been your baby, which you started as a pure walk of faith on your part.
Yes.
In a part of the country that is traditionally very religious.
Very Bible Belt.
Yes, very conservative. And you stepped out. And there are these success stories happening here all the time.
I think there was a part of me that one of the things that I know that is such a great, wonderful success for me and for my clients, which the average client is changing within the first visit and 3 to 5 visits, their issues. Like what happened with the lady, 16 years. Can you imagine? She had surgery. She had acupressure. She had every kind of medication she could take it. In one session, bringing in this combination, she went from a 10 to a 2.
So they don't have to come for like traditional therapy where you have to go, you know, say once a week for years. I mean, they can truly have healing that fast.
What I'm seeing and what I'm witnessing day after day after day is huge shifts very quickly. A lot of times I'll just muscle test and let them know it's going to be 5 visits. But see, this is the cool part. Once people start to make the change and they feel the difference and they really start awakening to several things. One, that all things that are showing up right now because we are in the most exciting time for humanity on this earth that we could ever, ever, ever even imagine.
Wow.
And most of us don't even know it. And one of the signs is, and even in the Bible, there were signs that said that, you know, they watch the stars and they watch the moons. And we're going through a lot of changes. This last weekend, a lot of people are probably noticing that their emotions are like a merry-go-round. They're either exhausted, or they're feeling confused, or they're feeling lonely. A lot of people are saying, you know, why am I even here? I don't want to do this anymore. Or they're bored. And all of these emotional, and then we have these days, like here in Virginia Beach, it is so stunningly beautiful outside.
Right.
And then we get outside and we just feel like a million bucks. But it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride. The lunar eclipses that are going on right now and are really knocking everything out. We had one last Sunday. It was a new moon lunar eclipse. When you have an eclipse over the moon, whether it's lunar or solar, which we're going to be having on the 28th, that means eclipses means huge, huge, huge shifts. And biblically, the shifts that are going on, especially with the blood moons, the fourth blood moon that's showing up on the late 27th or the 28th, means that there is going to be a whole new awakening, a whole new coming to the way we are on this earth in humanity, Christ consciousness. For me, that's the awakening of the God essence that's flowing through us, around us, and in everything.
So is this why some of us are feeling so much turmoil? Like I came in today and I told you, I said, I'm not feeling my best. I'm going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, it's part of this whole process.
Right, right. You were feeling very fatigued, mm-hmm, and a little bit teary. I was the same way and on Sunday. And, you know, we're going to, if you just think about your home and you were in a room and you're thinking your house looks fine, everything's good, but all of a sudden you get out a flashlight and somebody picks up the couch or a chair and is under looking underneath something, and you're thinking, oh my God, I have not looked under there for 5-10 years because, you know, I don't move my furniture all the time. You're going to find stuff. With all this light that's coming in, all this light energy that's coming in, as it comes in, the things that we are ready to grow from are the things that we are experiencing are showing up for more love. All the emotions are showing up for more love. So how are we doing on time?
Okay.
So imagine a window of light right in front of you, a huge window of light in front of you. And this light is showing us that we are walking in and that the light of becoming empowered, enlightened, full of love, being able to create our reality the way we want, heaven on earth, the second coming of Christ through us, awakening to who we are. And as we're walking and moving towards this light of this window on the path, all of a sudden we're going to feel this confusion or this loneliness or this boredom or this feeling that it should be happening faster, or why am I even here, or why don't they love me? And every single emotion that we feel in every present moment is right there in the way of our path for us to kind of take it into our heart, all the soul fragments, all the density that separated us from knowing that we are really all the love and all the light of God and Christ and everybody. And as we feel these and we just breathe into our heart, allowing each and every one of those emotions, every one of those feelings to become more enlightened, we're literally opening that window to the doorway of heaven on earth. Does that make sense?
It does. And this might even be a little bit of a creepy analogy here. But have you ever out here, I know we have a bit of a roach problem. Mm-hmm. Have you ever flipped on a light in a room where it's been dark? And what do? They mm-hmm. run. And
right.
So to me, those could be very easily be all those dark forces. As all this light is coming in, we're experiencing it as it's actually dissipating.
I have a different take. I have a take on that. I'm not real crazy about those roaches, those bugs. But I do believe that everything is showing up. And when we transform it into more love and more peace, then what we perceived as one way suddenly turns into empowerment to be able to move right through them. So for me, it's like turning on the light and seeing all that and seeing it moving and then sending out a light that they're free to go outside
and run take
around.
Off,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's hold that thought there for a minute and go to break here. All right, guys, come on back and see
Let's
us.
Do
we'll
some calls.
Here, so, yep, we'll be here.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. Who's asking?
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Number to call us is 1-800-930-2819. Standing by to talk to y'all. You just got a call.
In the meantime, Pamela, maybe you could explain to us, how do we actually invite love into our lives? Or how do we, you know, experience it when it isn't even here yet? You mentioned something about it's an inside job.
Yes. everything that's showing up on the outside is really just a mirroring projection or reflection of our thoughts, our consciousness, and our feelings. We are vibrational beings. Every feeling that we have, every thought that we have, we're sending out that thought and that feeling around us. We are creating everything that shows up. So when things show up and we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we choose to perceive everything that's showing up. And so one of the things that we're really learning to do now is we're really learning to know the truth of who we are. That's why this Christ consciousness, this oneness, this all godness is all waking up. And then as we have a thought and we have a feeling, we're now starting to be able to be awake. And as Jesus said, can you not stay awake one day? That means, can you not monitor what you're creating? We're creating in every moment everything that shows up. So when we start to feel human, which we are, but also knowing that we're more than just human, we're soul and we're the Spirit of God in this body, and the Spirit of God that's flowing through us is really co-creating with us. So every thought that we have, every feeling that we have is creating what's going to show up and reflect back to us.
So if Daryl projects that he's old and obsolete, is that going to, does that mean he's going to just reflect back?
Well, I love what you're saying. My last client, she came in.
Hey, I resemble it.
You resemble that. My last client, she came in just now, just before I came in here. And she is 71 years old, and she's sitting in my chair, and she's having a hard time walking. I've been seeing her for a while, but I don't see her very often, maybe once a month now. And she's teary-eyed because she said she just felt like she didn't have any energy, her feet were numb, her blood sugar was off, and that she went to the doctor, and her daughter went with her and is extremely worried about her because she's worrying about this. So I immediately stood up, started doing some energy work with her, and we were able to go to the parts of her that feels really, really disillusioned, really, really scared, that she is a burden in her life, all of these emotional feelings, and we were able to bring in love and light and peace to every thought that's going on with her. And as we brought in the love and the light and the peace, it's like picking up your furniture we were just talking about and getting out the vacuum sweeper or the duster and taking all those innocent parts inside of us that don't know the truth of who we are and bringing them more love, more cleaning, more light. So as we did the energy work and brought in more light, all these symptoms of fatigue, all these feelings of fear, everything had moved and shifted to complete, well, it was maybe 20% peace and frustration. As you change, as Wayne, our beloved Wayne Dyer that just passed, says, as you change the way you think and feel, your whole world is going to change. But people mistake and they think that all the symptoms that are showing up, you know, fear or depression or anxiety or anything like that, they think that that's, they should ignore that, that they shouldn't have these feelings. These are the pathways of enlightenment.
I just love that, Pamela. I love how you put that. And I think we should take a call and you can expand on that.
All right, let's go to Jenny from Virginia Beach.
Hello, Jenny.
Hey, this is the first time I've ever called in on a radio station, so I'm really excited.
And
Pamela,
I honored
absolutely adore you.
I am, Jenny. Glad to hear
you. Thank you so much.
I love the Healing Fountain. I think it's an amazing going there. But in my question, I guess, kind of goes along with what you're talking about right now with I'm having a lot of problems right now with like self-esteem, which I've never had a problem with before. And so I'm like, when I'm having the thoughts going, where is all of this coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling like I'm not good enough? And I know it's it's not right, but how do you change that?
Yeah, Pamela, I can really relate to what she's saying from my own life. So this, I think if you did a for both of us here, a okay. little bit of life coaching.
Well, if you don't mind, Jenny, I'll kind of work with you the way I do in my...
That's perfect.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that maybe for one of the first times in your life, you're really second-guessing yourself, really second-guessing your worthiness. Is that right? Okay, so one of the things that's going on that I love about what you're saying is I'm getting that this isn't a normal thing for you. Is that correct?
I don't think so, but... maybe it has been, and I've just been hiding it, and now coming in more into my own, maybe it's different. I'm not sure.
Well, one of the things that I want to bring up, and this is something that we have been kind of programmed to believe through our lives, is that if we can figure out where it came from, and this has been traditional psychotherapy, if we can figure out where it came from, then we can go in there and we could have a catharsis of being able to figure out why it's happening and all this stuff. But now that we're in 2015, and now that we're realizing that when we feel emotions, everything that's showing up in our life, every obstacle, every feeling that we don't feel good about, if everything that we feel that we're concerned about and what's going to happen in the future or what's not happening yet or anything in our lives in that arena, all emotions that do not feel good are not aligned with the presence of God or the presence of the universe. So we don't really need to know anymore how this is happening, why this is happening. All we need to do is to be able to recognize and be honoring to our feelings. And when we honor our feelings, and this is one of the things that I'm really, really excited about in my work at the Healing Fountain, is when we honor our feelings, as we get good at this, we can transform these feelings into pure love and pure light. So,
Pamela, also, I'm sorry to interrupt sure. you. But at my age, if I get a thought, I got to kind of get it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the same way.
Sprout wings and fly.
I'm the same way.
Can't our loved ones, too, like our children or, say, our parents, can't they also contribute when we worry so much about them and we're worried about their well-being and, you know, we're sharing their emotional, we'll say, struggle? Doesn't that come into play,
too? Oh, absolutely, absolutely, especially for a mother. But, you know, this is the cool part about this, and this is what I want to say to you, Jenny. As a mom, I can promise you that the more that I go inside and I work on myself, and the more that I allow myself to awaken into all the parts of me that are showing up that are feeling fearful you know, trying to fix my kids or trying to worry about my kids or thinking that I can do something by supporting them and getting all involved emotionally into their stuff. Now I'm realizing that as I work on my feelings, as I go to the emotions that feel lonely or feel worried or feel stressed out or feel depressed about the people that I love about or anything in my life. And as I shift from within, which I would love to take you through an exercise in just a minute, as I shift from within by just breathing in more love and more light from the Spirit of God, connecting with the Spirit through me, then as I transform and turn into peace and love, I notice I send that to my children and my children transform too. So, it's like osmosis. Once we start to change, once we get better, we literally are showing our children, we're parenting our children to a higher way of being. So did you lay out the cards?
Actually, yet? Jenny, I laid the cards out for you, and I took the liberty of looking at them. And my perception is that you are facing an upswing in your life coming. Now, I want you not to build up too much hope before the holidays. That's already an emotionally charged period in it during the year.
Yeah.
But how about if we take it from, say, now till, oh, July? I like the feeling of July for her, that there is going to be opportunities for her to become involved in some very interesting and fun group activities. Could be charities, could be going out and helping to organize things. Through that, this Jenny, you've got love coming your way of the nicest. Excuse me?
She laughed.
Oh. I said good.
And I'd want
that's
you to.
Great.
We're going to go on a break here in just a couple of minutes, and then Pamela's going to do a wonderful exercise with you. But I would like you to start manifesting the fact that you're in the process of preparing for the most beautiful relationship coming to her.
Oh,
and it's
that.
One that will carry her through the rest of her life. And he is fantastic. I see absolutely nothing. He's not coming with baggage or any kind of weird stuff. He's going to be just like you submitted an order to Macy's or Finger Hut, and this is what you're getting back.
I love it.
I just wanted to put that out there before the exercise because you cannot miss him, Jenny. In the meantime, this is a period where he's also getting ready for you. So just remember, you're both in a process of becoming.
All right,
I
Jenny.
Love that.
Jenny, oh,
Jenny
yeah.
hold on
that
a minute.
That is fantastic.
Get right back to you after a break. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Waiting to hear from you.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee and Pamela Hopkins today. And let's get back to Jenny. We kind of stopped her here before the break, so let's get back to Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. It's Pamela again. I wanted to ask you were saying that you were feeling some self-esteem problems, and I'd like to do some work with you, but I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Would that be okay?
That would be fine.
Okay, what is stressing you out about your self-esteem the most?
Just feeling, I know that this relationship is in the works. I know that I'm, you know, ready for a new relationship, but I just feel so bad about myself, and I'm not used to feeling that way, and I'm not going out. I'm going within, and it's not me. That's not how I normally am. And
why,
so
why
I'm,
do you think you're feeling
I don't
so
understand
bad about
the
yourself?
Roadblock.
Why do you think you're feeling so bad about yourself?
I'm not sure. I think I'm having you know, my daughter has a lot of problems, so I'm thinking, am I taking on some of her? Am I feeling guilty that I can't help her? You know, do I feel like I'm not worthy enough to have, you know, a good relationship? I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
I've just come out of a 27-year marriage.
You're just coming out of a 27-year marriage?
Yeah, I've been divorced for 3 years, four years. And so, you know,
so
that bothers
so
me.
So everything feels really empty and scary, and it feels like your daughter's having a rough time and you're making all these new changes. So you're kind of walking out. I feel like you're walking out into the wilderness. Is that what it feels like for you?
Exactly.
And
kind
as you're walking
scary.
Out there, you're walking out after a 27-year marriage and 2015 and really starting all over again. And you're watching your daughter and she's struggling. So no wonder you're feeling these feelings.
But, you know, I'm excited on the other hand, too, because I'm really excited about what the future holds for me. So it's kind of like I can't understand all these feelings of fear that I have.
Okay, so one of the things that I'd like for you to do is I want you to just, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you just to imagine just turning your palms up towards the heaven on your lap, just resting them on your lap, and I want you to just do something that's called a repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
And during this, I'm going to just surround you with the love and light of the universe or God, and I'm connecting to you heart to heart right now, Jenny, and I want you to just repeat after me. Everything is new in my life.
Everything is new in my life.
And it's time for me to make really big new changes.
It's time for me to make really big new changes.
Yes. But I feel a little scared.
But I feel a little scared.
And a little insecure.
And a lot insecure.
About how this is going to work out.
About how this is going to work out.
How worthy I'm going to be.
How worthy I'm going to be.
As a single woman.
As a single woman.
After being married 27 years.
After being married 27 years.
Attracting to me, the kind of man I really deserve and want.
The kind of man I really deserve and want.
And I know that I am deserving.
And I know that I am deserving.
But there's inner parts inside of me.
But there's inner parts inside of me.
Just like my daughter.
That's like my daughter.
That are feeling really scared.
That is feeling really scared.
Really unworthy.
Really unworthy.
Really overwhelmed.
Really overwhelmed.
So it's time for me.
So it's time for me.
To hold the faith.
To hold the, I didn't get that. To hold the what?
To hold the faith of God. To hold the faith.
To hold the faith of God.
That as I recognize these feelings.
That as I recognize these feelings.
Of fear.
Of fear.
Of the unknown.
Of the unknown.
Unworthiness.
And unworthiness.
And fear for my daughter.
And fear for my daughter.
As I just breathe in unconditional love.
I'll just breathe in unconditional love.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace and deserving.
Peace and deserving.
All is going to get a lot better.
all is going to get a lot better.
So, Jenny, my question to you is can you just allow yourself to take a slow, deep breath of love, peace, compassion, and all is well? And if you can, just say yes.
Yes.
Good. Slowly take a deep breath. And as you're breathing in and out, feel peace, love, compassion, and all is well. And take another deep breath. And feel more love, more connection, and more peace. And as you're doing this, I want you to imagine that the spirit and the presence of the universe or God is flowing through you. Can you imagine that and feel that?
Yes.
Good. And I want you to say, I now declare.
I now declare.
That every time I feel unworthy.
That every time I feel unworthy.
Or scared for my daughter.
Or scared for my daughter.
Or meeting a new man.
Or what?
Or meeting a new man.
Or meeting a new man.
I'm going to breathe in this love, compassion, peace.
I'm going to breathe in this love, compassion, and peace.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
I'm going to take a slow, deep breath.
I'm going to take a slow, deep breath.
And let it run. Let the spirit run through me.
And let the spirit run through me.
Can you allow that again?
Yes.
Good. Take a slow, deep breath. And imagine compassion, peace, worthiness, and love filling up your heart. And now do me another favor and take a slow, deep breath. And imagine the same love, peace, and compassion filling up the heart of your daughter. One more deep breath and say, thank you, Spirit of God.
Thank you, Spirit of God.
Flowing through me.
Flowing through me.
As me.
As me.
In this body.
In this body.
Transforming my life.
Transforming my life.
And my daughter's life.
And my daughter's life.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Good. Take one more deep breath. All righty. How you feeling there, honey?
You are amazing.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You are amazing. I really love the vibrations you send out, the energy you send out. I just think you're amazing.
Jenny, I'd like to tell you that you can't see her, but Pamela had her hands up in the air, and you were really working those lines of energy, weren't you?
I was just connecting with you, sweetie, and the love of God that's flowing through you. Your number one gift.
I could definitely feel it, so I appreciate it so much.
Your number one gift is to give it to you and give it to your daughter at the same time, and then all your dreams will transform, I promise.
Pamela, this is something you do with the healing phone all day long.
All day long.
This type of healing.
Yeah.
So anybody that's in the area, even though you have a very tight schedule, could try to make a call. And
well, I'm booked out a month now for my clients, but what I'm doing is I'm teaching people personal empowerment, life coaching for themselves.
Oh, how great is that?
And it's an all-day seminar, and I'm giving everybody the tools to make the transformation.
Do you have one scheduled coming
up? I do. I have one on the 26th.
Oh, my goodness.
Saturday from 9 in the morning
until 6. So somebody like Jenny could come?
Absolutely. It's $197, but it is 8.5 hours of tools, energy healing, training, and it's something they'll walk out the door transformed with.
And when you think of the amount of money, we could go shopping on a Saturday and drop that, mm-hmm. or if not more, and not feel better yeah. at the end of that yeah. shopping trip.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling us. I hope that you will check back with us.
God bless you, Jenny, because the Spirit of God is flowing through you, and you're sending it to your daughter. What a blessing.
We do have to take a break.
Thank you.
But we do have Bernadette waiting on the line when we return.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee and our esteemed guest, Pamela Hopkins.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl. Now, I believe we have another call for you, for us, Pamela. I think we should go to it.
What okay, wow, all that's right. Great.
Let's go to Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi.
Thank you for waiting. We're so happy to hear from you.
Well worth the wait.
What? Oh, thank you, honey. What can we help you with today?
I feel like I'm being pulled in 10 different directions, and I'm not sure what path I should take and who I should take the path with.
Are we speaking romantically right now?
Romantically, friends. I mean, is it time to let some friends go, make new friends, career change? I'm just torn.
I'm so glad Bernadette brought this up. Is part of this whole transformation with the moon and all that you were talking about, Pamela, could discernment be part of all that?
Well, I think discernment is the key. And Bernadette, one of the things that I really feel like is going on right now is, you know, as time is speeding up and our energy is speeding up because we're getting more light coming in, like I talked about. The cool part about you is you got all these wonderful options and you have a clarity of knowing from what I can hear. But this is the irony of when we start speeding up the way that you are and we start feeling the confusion, that's our number one sign to slow down and go within. And you're going to get a lot more knowing of which way when you start following in discernment from your heart. And you're going to know which direction to go, when to go, and who to go with as you go inside and you feel from your heart and your intuition which are the paths that make you feel the best. So anytime that you're moving and you think you're moving and you're doing it because you're not sure, but it doesn't feel like it's your number one great feeling, you're not feeling good about it, that's your sign to slow down. That's your sign to take a deep breath. That's your sign to do nothing until you know what you want to do, where you want to go, and who you want to do it with. And you know, I get a feeling with you, Bernadette, that you know more than you think that you know. What do you think?
I agree, yeah, go ahead, Bernadette.
I get that way, but it's like I'm battling myself, and I don't know how to not do that.
Okay, so I love what you're saying. So what you're going to do is you're going to go inside of you, and you're just going to kind of talk to yourself, and you're just going to say, there's a part of me that is battling myself, and I'm not sure I know which direction I want to go. Now, that could be in any arena you were talking about, friends, romance, careers, whatever decision. And the go is just to take a deep breath, go into your heart, and just look at your options. Should I take option door number one with this friendship, with this guy, with this career? And when you don't know, just ask for it. But if you slow down, you trust your heart, and you lead from your heart, which is your North Star, you're going to make the right decision. That's the slowing down, ironically, Deb, is the fastest route because you're being led intuitively. And, you know, when you feel good, you're never, ever. That's the spirit of God, as the spirit of the universe. And that is always our North Star and our direction to go.
I love how you said that she should speak to herself and look into herself.
Right.
What I'm perceiving, Bernadette, is you're not a lady that necessarily wants to date a million men. She'd rather be courted. I feel that she came out of a very, it was an unhealthy marriage for her. And what I think Bernadette would like to find a husband rather than men that just date her.
Right.
And if she does look within herself, I am seeing that by the end of this year, there's literally going to be one walking right up to her that is going to be, quote unquote, air quotes, the one. And, you know, I feel that he's already watching her from afar. There's a cautionary note here that he's not wanting to reveal himself. But he will, and the passion is going to be huge. And the attraction between them, they're going to practically know, I'd definitely say by the fifth date, this was a relationship destined for marriage. The thing is, I would say, you can't go out looking for it. She can't hunt it down. Don't bother with the dating websites and all. This is one that has to come to her, to you, Bernadette.
I love that, Deb.
Thank you.
That's exciting, isn't it, Bernadette?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay, but the big message that I'm getting right now is this guy hasn't come yet. And the way that I know that it hasn't come yet is that you know, Bernadette, you know it in your heart. And one of the things that I'm getting with you is that this is probably going to be one of your biggest lessons, because I think that you have a lot of intuition and inner knowing that you haven't used maybe in the past. I think this pattern of going a lot of different directions and getting a gut feeling or an intuitive feeling about friends or relationships, I think you've ignored that in the past, and I think that this is showing up for you right now for you to be on target.
Right. I agree with you completely. I feel that once she finds peace with where she is right now, she isn't going to need the minutia of all kinds of different dates. She's going to be at a place where she's in the zone waiting for the one that will come along to be her true mate.
I love that. So how are you feeling about what we're saying, Bernadette?
I'm a little relieved that I don't have to start going, like, continue going out there and having lousy dates and experiences just to try to find the one. But I have another question.
Okay.
How is this, a thing of true love? Like, is he going to be my true love, or is it somebody I'm just settling for?
Oh, no. This is going to be the true thing. The love you're dreaming of. You know, as you're dreaming, you're actually manifesting this future man coming into your life. I know this from my own experience. I dreamed of him. Didn't think that Daryl was out in the world, but I did dream of him. And when the time was right for both of us, he walked into my life, and the rest is history. So Bernadette, you just need to have faith. Fortunately, we're running really short on time, honey. What you could do is give us
okay.
a call. Oh, wait, I read the clock wrong.
I want to add one more thing, Bernadette. One of the things that I want to say to you is really what I want you to know is that the prophecy cards are showing you that everything that you desire is coming in for you. And what I'm hearing you say is, thank God I don't have to be racing around and looking for it. And what I want to add to that is, if you will allow yourself, I'm not saying to not have fun and not go out, but to get out of your head and get into your heart. And the way that you do that is you think about the person, you think about the opportunity, and you're going to know in your heart when you breathe in, does this feel like this is this long-term, wonderful relationship, wonderful opportunity is going to be the best for me? And you're going to know it. And if you have a question, that is your sign that you need to go in, hold the faith, be open, and allow this man to come to you. And
right.
that's what you're saying, Deb. You're saying, don't go looking, let him come to
right.
you.
Right, let him, and try. You don't have to try to make somebody fit the slot. The right one will fit it beautifully. So Pamela, we're really short on time now, for real.
Okay.
So I want to thank you so much. And Pamela is joining us once a month. What is third Friday?
Yeah.
You will be here with us.
It's like on the 16th next month, because I check my calendar every month, so it's
okay.
coming up soon.
Well, it'll be every third, yeah. And if anybody's local and you get a chance, please give the Healing Fountain a call. She runs workshops. She's got healing spas. Call up and find out what's on the agenda.
You can go to the website, healingfountain.net.
Oh, true, that too. And as for us, Daryl and I, we'd like to thank all of you for joining us. We love having this chance to do our show. Please get the Psychic Love Doctor app, which is free for anybody that would like to give themselves readings at any time. A lot of people love it. Yeah, I love it too. I use it myself. So, Daryl, I sure want to thank you.
You're welcome.
You're such a doll, and I love you. Pamela, you're
thank
a doll,
you.
And I love you too.
I love being on this show with you guys.
All right. Till next Friday. We'll see y'all next. See y'all then. And have a great week, people.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.